Is there life after losing? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network from Seattle, where things are even gloomier than they usually are in February. I've never seen a game of any kind turn so quickly. I've never seen a team slip on a banana peel that close to the altar. I wanted to grab the remote, press the 30-second backup button, and just leave it there and freeze frame, but it wasn't my house. And they'd already switched to the Travel Channel. We watched some guy get a beer bath in Austria. So now America wonders, what becomes of Seattle? What's left for those poor people but to drape the needle in black and go back to being a muddy logging town? Except, I'm pretty sure the sun came up today. You can't always tell, but it did. I'm pretty sure we still have Boeing and Microsoft and Amazon and Starbucks. And yes, a few loggers. But most important, we are the wiser for what happened. Life is like that game. Sometimes you're just within reach of that dream promotion or the love of your life or that IPO, and suddenly it's yanked away. Do you just roll over and weep? No, because we all saw that car commercial with all the old people who still feel young enough to drive a Dodge if they could just pass the eye test. We all saw the puppy make it back home because the Clydesdales were not going to let him die. And we all saw Katy Perry fly through the air on the NBC The More You Know star. Baby, you're a firework, and one day, Seattle fans, if you just believe enough, you will wake up in a land where it's okay to run the ball on second and goal. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.